Good evening. I call this November 8th meeting of the Blair City and Mayor to order. My name is Rich Hansen. I'm the Mayor of Blair, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. It is my pleasure to introduce the members of the Blair City Council and city staff that are with us tonight. We have Hafer, Wolf, Willis, Rump, Stewart, and Heifel. We have City Administrator Rod Storm, Assistant City Administrator Aaron Barrow, City Attorney Desiree Solomon, Director of Public Works Al Shoemaker, Chief of Police Joe Logger, our Librarian Brooke Zarco, our Planning Commission Chairman is here, as is one of our Fire Chiefs, Joe Leonard, and of course Brenda Wheeler is our City Clerk. We have several rules that we ask you to apply to yourselves tonight. No cell phones. If you must take a call, please step outside of the chamber. Please silence your cell phones if you have them with you. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and you may come to the podium. We ask that you give us your name first and last. Spell your last name and give us your address as well. This is not a prime institution. It's by state law that we ask you to do that. Okay, keep your marks brief, about 3 minutes, and we will keep track of them for you. And a copy of the open meetings law has been posted at both exits. If you would please stand with me and take off your hats and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was agenda item number 2. Agenda item number 3 is approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Willis, seconded by Wolf to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Maybe, are you on problem?
Yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. All members present voting aye.
Can we meet the new fire?
Yes. Joe, would you like to introduce your special guest tonight?
I will do that.
Good idea.
So tonight on the agenda, we brought in 2 members. Tonight we are only able to have one here tonight, and the other one had a prior commitment. But Skyler Puffer will be the newest member of the department.
And what's his relation to you, Joe? Can you tell us?
He's my nephew.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Item number 4 has been stricken from the agenda, so we'll move on to item number 5, and that is consider resolution 2022-37, amending the agreement for animal sheltering services between the City of Blair and the Friends of the Jeanette Hunt Animal Shelter, increasing the annual fee to $71,760. Mr. Storm.
Okay, Mayor and Council, you have before you a resolution that would increase the annual payment to the Friends of the Jeanette Hunt Animal Shelter for their operating of the animal shelter. If you remember back in the fiscal year 23 budget when we had our discussions at the workshop and then again through the budget process, that we had increased the proposed increasing the fee to from $62,330 up to $71,000 for the again, this just be the procedure then which to formalizing the increase and so forth for the animal shelter. I think as most of you remember back during those discussions, they came in late and actually wanted a larger increase, and we hadn't had it figured into the budget at that point. So we proposed going ahead with the $71,000 $760 for this year, and then consider additional increases for next year and going forward. So, any questions?
Rod, this is the first time we've increased.
This is the first time we've increased it. Nothing else is being proposed to be changed in the agreement. The other things, including in one of the questions that Joe had today was, again, the agreement calls that they have to give priority to animals at the police department, impounds and so forth through the animal control officer or the individual police officers. So, any questions?
With no questions from the council, do we have any questions or comments from the public? If not, I would hear from the council regarding the resolution.
I'll introduce resolution number 2022-37.
Resolution number 2022-37 was introduced by Councilmember Rump, amending the agreement for the animal sheltering services between the City of Blair and the Friends of the Jeanette Hunt Animal Shelter, increasing the annual fee to $71,760.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2022-37 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Rump, seconded by Hafer to adopt the resolution as presented.
All members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number 6. Consider an ordinance amending Chapter 5, Article 2 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair by amending Section 5-203 regarding truck routes on city streets within the municipality. Mr. Storm.
Mayor and Council, you have the ordinance in front of you. If you remember, we tabled this from the last meeting to make some additional clarifications on the ordinance to be very specific to the areas that we would be restricting truck traffic. If you look at the map up here, this would implement the changes that's being proposed in the agreement. I think Desiree made a couple other tweaks to make the ordinance more enforceable. And then these routes and these streets will be signed that says no trucks in addition to what the ordinance. So essentially Lincoln Street from Highway 75 west would be no trucks. Grant Street from Highway 75 west would be no trucks. Colfax Street would be all the way from 10th Street to going west. South Street from 10th Street all the way going to the west. Butler from Highway 75 to Highway 30. And then Wilbur from 10th Street to 16th, and then 16th from Highway 75 to Wilbur Street. Those there would all be then signed for no truck traffic. Again, the primary concern was you have a number of trucks that are coming in and taking these crossroads through the residential area, and we want to try to keep them on the highway or on those areas where there is a non-primary residential use. So with that, we'd answer any questions that you might have.
Question, Rod. So if a truck is making a delivery...
If they're making a delivery, it's exempt.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you have a company delivering furniture or...
the brass furniture market.
Whatever it might be, they're exempted that you know, they can go to their point, yep, of delivery, and then leave.
Are we going to put signage?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Storm from the council? Any questions or comments from the public? If not,
I'll introduce ordinance 2491.
An ordinance to amend the Blair Municipal Code, Chapter 5, Article 2, Section 5-203, truck routes, repealing all ordinances or parts of ordinance in conflict herewith, providing when this ordinance should be in full force and effect and published in proper form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Stewart The question before you is the statutory rule be suspended for consideration of said ordinance, the three different days of voting.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance to amend the Blair City Municipal Code, Chapter 5, Article 2, Section 5-203, truck routes, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, providing this ordinance to be full force and effect and published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2491.
Second.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Stewart for final passage of ordinance number 2491.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number 7, consider settlement offer made in the City of Blair versus Michael P. Shotwell et al., Washington County Court Case Number CL22-252 by Michael P. Shotwell and Annette R. Shotwell through their attorney, Jason Bruneau. Ms. Solomon.
Good evening, Mayor Hansen, members of the City Council. This is once again before you. The reason it is before you is there was concern regarding lien waivers. If you recall, last time we met, the appeal time had not elapsed from the other defendants, such as the banks. And so they still had 2 days to appeal, and that was of concern to the city under some case law. We don't want to pay anybody twice. So after the appeal time elapsed, I spoke again to Mr. Bruneau. He has filed the appeal, and I explained that I would once again meet with the city. The Shotwells have signed the agreement. They're going to dismiss their appeal against the city. We are going to pay all funds through the clerk of the county court here in Washington County. And I've discussed this with Administrator Rod Storm. I'm okay with it now that the appeal time has elapsed, and that we can go ahead and approve the settlement agreement. I'm asking you to approve this and allow Mayor Hansen to sign the settlement agreement, and we'll get the order on file. The funds have already been deposited of the $101,000, so it's the remaining, I think, $23,800 that's suggested that we just have to get paid in. So if that's authorized and the mayor signs today, then we'll be able to get those funds deposited promptly.
Any questions from the council? I think we've been over this a number of times. Any questions or comments from the public? Thank you, Ms. Solomon.
Thank you, Mayor.
I'll make a motion to accept the settlement offer made in the city of Blair versus Michael P. Shotwell and others, Washington County Court Case Number CI22-252 by Michael P. Shotwell and Annette R. Shotwell through their attorney, Jason Bruneau.
Second.
Moved by Rump, seconded by Hafer to approve the settlement offer made in the city of Blair to Shotwells et al. It says et ad, but I think it's et al, isn't it?
Probably. All council members present voting aye.
And the motion carries. Item number 8, consider resolution 2022-38 adopting the year-end certification of city street superintendent. Mr. Shoemaker.
Evening, Mayor, council members. You have before you this evening a resolution that designates myself as the city street superintendent, and for that the city received $6,000 stipend from the DOT for compensation to the city for having a city street superintendent on staff. So that's basically what you're being asked tonight is to do a resolution confirming that you have a city street superintendent on staff, so that you would be eligible for the stipend of the $6,000 payment from the DOT. Are there any questions?
And this is just a yearly thing, right?
Yep, it's done annually.
We've done this every year.
Okay. Many times.
Yep.
Any further questions from the council? Any comments or questions from the public? If not,
I'll introduce resolution number 2022-38.
Resolution number 2022-38 was introduced by council member Stewart, adopting the year-end certification of city street superintendent.
Move to adopt resolution number 2022-38 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Stewart, second by Hafer, to adopt Resolution 2022-38 as presented.
All council members present voting aye.
Mr. Storm.
I wished I had about 45 minutes to an hour.
Keep the kids.
But at this point, I don't have any other comments unless somebody has some questions.
Mr. Heifel?
I move adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Come on up.